Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mark Rawson. I'd like to welcome you to another great night of Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, once a month we have our friend Angelina Grace come on and do her great show, and it's called the Angelina Grace Radio Show. And she's on once a month from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It generally falls on a Tuesday. With all the different changes and everything that all the shows have been having, you know, on the website, we generally just list it as a time slot and a given day within the month. I think for most of the shows for Angelina, we've been trying to go for the first Tuesday of every month, but sometimes we can't line that up. To find out more about the shows and everything, you can go to our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And we always ask you to go out and check out her website, which is angelinagrace.org. That's an O-R-G. And on the half-hour mark, she'll be taking callers to do readings. And you can call in at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And with that, Angelina, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks, Mark. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. How have you been?
Good. Very much so. I look forward to these and helping anyone that asks for guidance. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. I know you and I were kind of talking about this, and I think we'll bring it up now and talk about it between the two of us. Because I think it's kind of hitting all the rest of I know from looking at Facebook and all the people around the world who respond to energy and everything like that. I was kind of telling you yesterday that I was dealing with a lot of water. And as a Pisces, it didn't surprise me that I was dealing with a lot of emotional stuff yesterday. And then today it's become more physical because, of course, yesterday night, I should say last night, I was up at like 1, 3, and 5 a.m., and you were kind of explaining a little bit about, you know, what's going on as far as shifts right now and why so many people are sensitive to the energy and everything right now.
I'm not an astrology expert, but I do look at other experts that are astrologers, and today, July 1st is Virgo is in, the moon is in Virgo, the sun is in Cancer, and we have some Uranus and I believe Mars opposition. There's just a lot of shifts, and the main thing I got from it is that we were stationary for a while in a aspect because of Mercury retrograde, and things can feel a little slower. There's not as much action. Some people say technology messes up. Mercury is communication. So July is really about moving forward and no more secrets. You can't hide from yourself this month. Things that need to come up and out will, including in the bigger retro and the bigger aspects of consciousness with humanity as far as government or systems go. The truth is going to be coming out not only in the macrocosm, but in the microcosm and the aspects of our own lives. Truth is coming out and we have to face it. So there's a lot of movement. July is like an ignition, a starter, like when a rocket takes off, and we need to be prepared. You know, Virgo is Earth and that's slowing down a little bit. Virgo's fixed. It's like a more solid energy. So, and Cancer is really watery, and no doubt Cancer is July, a part of July. And so we're dealing with emotions and as well as practicality. So I think smiling will help us through this. We just need to smile and not try to be so good all the time. We are trying our best every moment. So give yourself a little slack and have some humor in it. That's what will open our hearts up more and align to our truth. So that's how I felt this month. And so much sun energy. It's like beginning of summer, and we're all ready to move forward in our lives. So that's the way it's affecting me as well.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it seems like things almost kind of sped up a little bit. And being the little one on the merry-go-round, it felt like I went flying off and landed on the ground. So, but, you know, a lot of my friends like Randy and a lot of other people I know are very, very good at doing charts and, you know, being able to say what's moving here and there. You know, sometimes for me, I just need it really dumbed down. So I like the way you explained it. It's like, you know, I don't need to know what planet's going what way or what's influencing this or that. I just want to know, you know, how is it going to impact me is what I want to know. So, yes. And, you know, you kind of nailed it with, you know, the month of July is about not keeping anything from anybody and just really just being truthful for who you are. So, thank you for that beautiful insight and kind of dumbing it down for me. So,
I'm no expert, but yeah, that's the gist of it. That I like to see. You can understand all the aspects and trines and all the squares and different planets. And yes, it's important to know that, but the gist of it is how it's going to affect us in our own lives and how those movements of the heavenly bodies. They're a part of our solar system, so you would, you know, in my perception, it affects what we do here on the planet. So I think that's what's important is anchoring that energy of truth, authenticity with yourself, integrity, and moving forward. But having balance in that and realizing where have we been putting our attention, where have we been focusing our intention, and what are we co-creating in our lives? So July will probably be a lot about receiving and giving and balance. And we're talking about physical aspects, like we didn't feel too good physically today. And it's really about receiving and giving that balance within yourself, just like the breath of that inhale and exhale, like that balance of giving and receiving to yourself and others. So going outside is very helpful, even if it's for a minute, no matter the weather. If you could just go outside just for a few seconds, just to breathe that air and just be, it really flushes out all the monkey mind and the chatter, because there's a lot going on in all of our lives. But I know last month's topic was around not being, you know, realizing you're not your emotions necessarily. Like, it's okay to feel them and they're real, but realize you can choose different. It's not a real boogeyman. It's just what you believe and our projections that we put out to ourselves and others. It's not really real. It's just what's in your mind. And you choose to give power to what that is. So, but it's more easier to say, you know, and not practice in our own lives, because there's things that do come that could knock our sails a bit or knock and rock the boat a little bit, because we don't always know where it's going and we want it to be this way, and it's not always that way. So just like a card I had pulled earlier, it was trust. And I think that's such a big thing, just to trust ourselves and where the ship is going. We can't control the weather, but we can adjust ourselves. And I think July is a lot about adjustment. We're going to have to be adjusting, be flexible, be willing, and diligently working, but have the balance of a sound mind, or keeping your heart aligned to the bigger mission, in a sense, and not neglecting the daily things we have to do. You know, everything is in this balance, so we can't hide from ourselves anymore, I don't think. And that's not easy, you know, to face all of, quote-unquote, I guess you could say, your own demons, and really see them for what they are and ask what the shadow can teach you. And make it practical, you know. If you say one thing, you need to follow that action. You know, we are our word, and to stay true to your word. And for that, it's just probably, you know, it seems a little scary, but when you have good intentions, every step is a prayer. You're really walking your walk and talking your talk. It's like claiming that responsibility, our ability to respond to life, not react, but appropriately respond. And we both know your attitude has a lot to do with how you live your life. If you have a good attitude towards your life, it helps you create things in life you want. But we can't get stuck in those emotions. We're talking about depression. It's when you get stuck in those emotions, that's when you can't move forward. In a way, it sounds kind of like tough love, but get over it. Like, we can reminisce and just woe is me and, like, keep in that space, and it's not going to get you anywhere. You really have to see what's in front of you and look around and pause and really think, where am I and where do I want to be? And in the third dimension, it takes time. Time, just as you plant a plant, it needs that foundation and the nurturing. It'll take time. But just have faith. Just have trust in your own self. And we know, you know, I know you had touched on this as well, but a lot of it has to do with attraction and your own frequency. What's the frequency behind my words? I know for me it came up a lot. For June, we pulled discernment, and that's good judgment, your own judgment. Does it resonate with you? Is it your truth? I can speak and talk about all kinds of things, but is it your truth? You need to ask those ideas, even when you have those ideas of I'm not good enough. Is that true? Or is it just your mind, those thoughts, those beliefs that you have the ability and power to change? And it comes from that deep knowing, that feeling within. I know, and you look up origins of the word knowing, it's seeing. So when we really know, we see. I see you, like, it's, you see what is. And patience, I looked up the definition of patience because I'm not very patient, but working on it. It says it's that you're able to accept or tolerate delays, problems, or suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious. Example, be patient, your time will come. Or a person's receiving or registered to receive medical treatment. And this is true, right? You are a patient when you go to the hospital, and it takes time to heal a bone. It takes time to heal physical wounds, to heal emotional wounds. It says the semantic role of a noun phrase denoting something that is affected or acted upon by the action of a verb. So to me, that's whatever's being affected by that, what we might get so anxious and annoyed about. To have patience is to really have a little bit of tolerance of pain, transform that pain into power, not be afraid of that power, and use it for your highest good. To trust yourself and accept where you are and who you are. That means, you know, this truth comes with a lot of responsibility, ability to respond. And truth is, you know, it's a bright light, and at the same time, everyone's truth is different. It's different for everyone, but yet we all kind of agree love is a universal truth. I think, you know, it has to do with surrendering and understanding what that is, who we are, and what you mean. To interact with those true feelings and get in touch with those things that are most important to you. Like, to get out of your headspace and just align with the heart. I know the Dalai Lama said never give up, that our society is so focused on the head, and not that that's a bad thing. We need our logical brain. We need both hemispheres. We need every part of the brain. It's our supercomputer. We would not function as we do without it. I'm not dismissing the brain. I'm just saying there needs to be a reconnection to the heart again. So much of our daily things aren't focused in our heart. Is your heart really in it? And what's it all for anyway? So to step into that loving leadership, to be of service to yourself and others, kind of getting out of the what am I going to get out of it, rather than we could shift it to what can everybody get out of it. And that doesn't disinclude you. You know, you have that sovereignty. The freedom of yourself is provided. You harm nothing. And we know that our word is law. It's perceptions. It's all our perceptions. And, you know, every day we can plant a seed of love in ourselves. Every day and nurture that seed. And I love this mantra I heard the other day. It really helped me. Gabrielle Bernstein, she said, "I choose to see peace instead of this." And just saying that shifts things entirely, just really feeling that, you know, not giving in to those fears and just saying, you know what, I choose to say peace instead of this. That doesn't mean if you're in a horrible situation, everything's going to shift in an instant. It just means your energy, your mind is more focused towards, I will choose peace instead of this. And that automatically almost gets you in a heart space and helps us to live truer lives, to live truly and clear our energy, transforming our pain into power and choosing to be free. I think, you know, at least for me, most definitely, I've almost, you know, I don't believe the flame in our tummy can be snuffed out, but mine is definitely dim. And that fire energy can combust and destroy everything, just like a supernova or a flame of a candle. It it burns out, but it's really exciting when it's burning. So turn that pain into the in power. Like, instead of being sad and depressed, which things are in life, facing our own death and even the smaller things, it's more like, what can I do with that pain? Can I be creative with it? Can I create something good out of this, even if it's painful? I know Van Gogh was very, he, I believe, committed suicide, and he put all of his passion and creativity into his art, and it affected so many people just by him expressing himself truly. To really, really use that pain and do something with it instead of reminisce on it, and that can cause depression, I believe, and we regret things and keep going over and over, but the fact is we can't change the past, only the way that we perceive it, and the power of now is what's important. That doesn't dismiss our future, that's a real thing, but it's not guaranteed. We can leave any time, and our past is dead. So the future is yet to be born, and our past is dead. We really have this now. And that's what we have with every person, every living thing, every unliving thing, these inanimate objects, and the rest of it is that it exists now. This is our reality now, and to face that, and face it with humor, you know. Laugh at yourself. Watch some funny movies, you know, just honor your own sense of humor, because we all have that uniqueness, and that's what spices up the dinner. You know, we bring that to the table. What's your uniqueness? What do you bring to the table? And honor that. It would be so boring if everyone was beautiful and the same and so robotic. It spices it up that we have free will. And that we have our uniqueness, we should cherish and really honor that in all of us, you know, to really accept that in each other and yourself. And it's easier to say, but when we can talk about these things, we can more align with them, to realize them and practice them in our in every day. You know, it's life is pretty funny. It's, you know, it almost seems the universe has a sense of humor. If you can just tap into your own smile, even the action of smiling and living with a true heart and trusting that knowledge and wisdom within yourself, in your mind, your heart, and your gut. Being focused and clear and calm if you're trying to hear guidance, if you're trying to really figure out problem, just to be silent. You know, I've heard once prayer was talking to God. meditation is listening. So I think this month will be about practicality, especially today because of Virgo. Truth, you know, reorganizing our lives. You know, it's kind of funny because we have the moon in Virgo and the sun in Cancer, so that's really emotional with the sun. It's such a immense entity. And then the moon, which is emotions, but it's in Virgo and Earth, so it's about getting practical, reorganizing. But we have, like, this ignition energy in July. Today's July 1st. And we have this push like a rocket, and we're ready to go, but we still have some baggage, and we have to let that go to ignite our lives, ignite that fire in your belly, ignite that desire and passion, and, you know, having patience, which is kind of contradictory to an ignition energy, but patience is really accepting what is, knowing it's going to be okay. You know when you boil a pot of tea or water for your tea, there's a patience. Like Archangel Jophiel is realizing the beauty in the moment, and she's associated with gardens and flowers because there's beauty in this moment. Whether you be a bud or a full-bloom flower, you're in those stages, and, you know, I think I had mentioned it maybe before, but like strawberries don't argue. How do you or complain or worry about how are they going to be a strawberry? They just are strawberries. We don't need to talk about, you know, we already are that. So it's really about remembering these pieces and adjusting to reorganize our life, clear out the old feelings, just flush them out. You don't need them. They don't serve you. That story doesn't make sense anymore. Tell yourself a new story. Rewrite your story today, right now, in this moment, with your feelings. Feel joy in your heart. And it won't always be joyful. We have, like, these fluctuations. We go through these emotions. But feel them, ride them, ride that wave, because it'll keep coming your whole life, and the better you can just have balance on that surfboard and just ride it, the more fun we can have. Really looking, I know today, as far as astrological, I took some notes. He was mentioning having new ways and stepping outside of the box because of Uranus, our unique confidence and courage within our truth, and willing to put the work in and look at what our reality is now, to have clarity and control of your feelings in the right way. You know I eat. I'm not a saint. No one's perfect, but we are trying the best we can. But I know I turn to unhealthy things at times when it's too intense to feel an emotion, but realize it is just an emotion, energy in motion. So we can direct that energy in motion in a positive way. And that's where our power lies. You know, we are just doing our best, and to have the clarity with that, to look at our lives, and that we're safe. We're always safe. And to trust that. You have anything to say, Mark, before we pull cards?
Let's see. Let me unmute my mic. I was coughing. So, I don't really have anything to say. With what I wanted to do before we get to the callers is, you know, when we get into the beginning of the month, you know, I have this like little tradition with you where I'd like you to pull three cards from whatever deck you want, but basically a total of three cards. That basically is just giving everybody who listens to this radio show now or listens to this show on the replays a general message for some guidance for the month of July.
Sure thing. You want me to do that now?
Yes, please.
Okay, three cards for the month of July. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of all hosts. May the best and highest possible outcome and message guidance come through this animal power deck. Thank you, the Animal Kingdom and Creator, for this opportunity.
Let me go ahead and just announce that if you want to call in for a reading, please call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663.
Interesting. Okay, so for the month of July, I pulled moose, eagle, and coyote from the animal power deck. So the moose is authority. It says, you know what is best for you. And the guidance of this card, the symbolism in this card is really pointing towards that anybody like me or anybody else in your life can keep telling you, oh, this is what it is, this is what it is, you know, like, oh, blah, 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 keep going on and on and on. But if you listen, if you truly listen and know, you're your own authority. You are your own authority. No one else. You know, no government, no parent. As much as, you know, people love, you love yourself to know and realize you're your own authority. You know what is best for you. You're your own authority. I can't tell you anything. No one can tell you anything. You are the only one that knows that. You can ask any question, but you know the answer. You know what is best for you. Always. The next animal card that came through is eagle. The eagle is spirit. It says, trust in your higher self. So this month we can really look at being your own authority and truly knowing what is best for you. And spirit says, eagle says, trust in that higher self. Trust in your own self. Trust in you. Because you do know. You do know. So trust it. Let go. Surrender. Forgive yourself. And know that you can trust yourself. The third card is coyote. It's the wise fool. It says, accept your follies and find the teaching in them. That brings a little humor to the situation of July because, you know, can seem kind of intense, like the authority, that masculine, the knowing, truly intuition, that knowing what is best for you. The eagle is the spirit. And trusting in yourself, your higher self, trust yourself. But really, you know, don't take things too seriously in the sense that we all mess up, we all make mistakes, we're not perfect. But it's about learning from those mistakes and seeing the humor in them. I know hummingbird medicine does that as well, looking at our past and future in the now and bringing the joy and the nectar, the sweetness from our lives. But the coyote is really about accepting your follies and finding the teaching in them. Look, you can almost look at our shadow and our mistakes and say, you know what, I could laugh at that, but what did it teach me? So authority, spirit, and the wise fool, moose, eagle, coyote, you know what is best for you. Trust in your higher self and accept your follies and find the teaching in them. That was the cards for July this month.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question about a certain power animal because I figured I meant to look this up myself, so we'll kill two birds with one stone. But also, I think it's an interesting way to teach everybody something interesting about using power animals. And that is, I was visiting a friend about a week ago, and I was driving home late at night on the open highway, And when I looked out on the road, it was like hundreds of frogs. I mean, just literally hundreds of them. I had never seen anything like it before. So I was wondering if you could tell me what the frog means.
Oh, very much so. The frog is really powerful. It's a sound. It has to do with sound in the rain. Let's see where I can find it so I could get a proper... Frog is purification. It's clearing out the clutter. It's not just clearing out mental clutter. It could be physically clearing out anything that's around you, your house, your body, your mind, and really getting clear about it, purifying yourself in every sense of the word. It says the frog, clear out the clutter. And it says clear out. It says it in all caps, so clear out the clutter. Mentally, whether that means, you know, listening to music. Music is very clearing and healing and purifying, taking a shower, getting in touch with water, sound, but mainly clear out the clutter, both metaphorically in your mind and physically in your surroundings, in your body. Clear out the emotions, and you could have more clarity.
I can fully accept it. That makes so much sense.
Yeah. It's funny. I'm telling you, the universe is funny sometimes. It just the way it speaks to us. Would you like me to read the further interpretation?
No, I think that was good. I mean, I understand fully what you're saying, and it makes sense based on a lot of stuff that I'm doing in my life as far as moving some stuff around. It's letting go of things that no longer serve me and allowing for, you know, one of the messages that Spirit constantly gives me every year or so is that I get too busy doing too many things, and they want me to take certain things off my plate so that I can open up space to allow new stuff to be co-created. So,
yes.
you know, seeing the frogs, and I mean, we weren't talking about one frog or two frogs. We're talking about like 100. So... It was actually funny because I think I was there. This is kind of an interesting story. I was actually at this house that I was staying with friends, and I was sitting, you know, on the toilet in the bathroom, and I look up at the shower curtain, and there was like this I thought was a design of a frog. Now, I've been in this bathroom quite a few times. And I'm like sitting there looking at the shower curtain going, I don't remember there being a frog image on the shower curtain. So I'm like looking and looking. And I mean, this thing is like the size of my hand. I mean, we're not talking like a little frog the size of my thumb. We're talking about something the size of your hand. I mean, this was a full-size frog.
That's so funny.
It was basically on the shower curtain about halfway up. And I'm looking at this thing, and I'm like, wow, that just looks so realistic. And then its eyes blinked. And I was like, holy crap, it's a real frog.
It sounds like you're really, really loudly speaking to yourself. Like you knew already subconsciously, consciously that this is a message for you and to you.
Well, you know, at this point, I'm not even thinking about messages. I'm just looking at this thing going, you know, I've been in this bathroom quite a few times. I don't ever remember there being a frog design on the shower curtain. And I was just looking at the thing, and then it moved. You know, and I was just like, because I'm staring at it for like, you know, probably 2 or 3 minutes, and it's not moving. I don't see it breathing. I mean, I just assumed it was an image on the thing, and then its eyes blink, and I go, holy crap, it's a real frog. And so I asked the guy who had the house, and he's like, he goes, we don't have any frogs around here, and there's no way that any frogs could get into the house. And I was like, oh, holy crap, I manifested a frog.
Great. That's so funny. You saw hundreds of them, too. Just real quick, it says, do whatever works that helps you feel closer to God. Whether it's prayer, meditation, or a walk in the forest, it's simple. The additional associations are singing, rhythm, rainmaker, and sensitivity. Yeah.
All
right, this is abstain from distraction and purify.
All right. Let's go ahead and bring in our first caller. So is it Shauna? Did I get that right?
Yes, Shauna. Hello.
Hi, Shauna. Thanks for calling.
I was just wanting to get a general reading.
Okay, just for the highest possible message for you.
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to ask, would you like an animal power deck or an archangel oracle deck?
I would like the animal.
Okay. Just a second. Oh, okay. Interesting. I pulled the cards. Owl, which is omens, pay attention to signs. The dolphin is playfulness. It says take time to play. So, if you just give me a second, please.
Okay.
We'll get more insight and clarity on the message of the owl. It says, to find the answer you are seeking, it's extremely important to pay attention to signs, especially repetitive ones. These are clues you can see, hear, or feel around you. Sometimes they're subtle, sometimes very obvious. These messages may come through a conversation you overhear, a newspaper headline you just happen to glance at, a friend calling you on the phone, or any number of other ways. The key is to be open at this most auspicious time for guidance in the form of these omens. These are not random occurrences. Although they appear outside your own skin, they're responding to a call your soul is making, whether or not you are aware of it. These omens are manifestations of spirit's directives, so it's important to keep an open mind and heart to the cues you're receiving. Don't overanalyze them, but do heed them. By observing them with your senses, the wisdom of the natural world, and even the human-made world will speak to you. Additional associations are wisdom, shadows, secrecy, and magician. And I think that's cool because who doesn't love dolphins?
Yeah.
And remember our playful side. So it says for dolphin, playfulness. Take time to play. You're thinking too much and doing too much, such that you're disconnected from your feelings. The best way to integrate your intellect, emotions, and actions, believe it or not, is through play. You've been analyzing this and that and strategizing for the future at the cost of ignoring the present and a more basic need to let go and have some fun. Get away from all that through play, and you'll find that your thinking is much clearer and more insightful. There are a couple of ways to play. One is structured activity or game. This is a great avenue for socializing and playing with other people. Another is, hold on now, spontaneous play. You can't plan to be spontaneous, but you can simply be spontaneous. All it takes is the right attitude. You can do this anywhere, even at work. Dance, sing, or make a joke. It'll help you lose your mind for a while, or at least bring it into balance with your body and your feelings. And stop taking all of this so seriously. It's only life. Communication, breath, community, and guidance. And I really hope the dolphin and owl help you on your journey, and their medicine will stay with you. And,
yeah, that was
medicine. Well, thank you, Shauna, so much for calling.
Thank you. You have a good night.
You too.
Okay. Fanny?
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Fanny. Thanks for calling.
No problem. And before I ask my question, when Mark was mentioning about the frogs, I don't know why I kept on hearing something like, take that leap forward, because when I think of a frog, you know, out of nowhere, they'll just, like, jump, you know?
Yeah.
And I was hearing that for him. So is there a secondary meaning for frog? You know, like, just take your leap
definitely.
Of faith and go?
It's anything you interpret it to be, whatever it means to you and your truth. So, yes, that's very true. Frogs are very leapy, and July is moving forward, so let's jump into it.
All right, so, Mark, whatever you're working on, take your leap. Very clear message.
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay, I went to screen a caller. What did I miss?
Oh, my God. I was saying that when you were explaining about your the frogs, I got, like, a very clear message of, when I think of a frog, I think of how it takes that giant leap forward. You know, it's like just, like, sitting minding its own business, and then all of a sudden it just, bing, you know, takes this leap. And I feel whatever you're working on or whatever you're doing, it's time to just take that giant leap of faith and just go with it.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Thank you.
Does that
Thank
hit
you.
Home for you?
Yeah, it does.
Good.
That was
Good.
Perfect. Thank you, Fanny. We need
You're
those.
Welcome. I would love to receive a reading from you about my finances.
Okay. Would you like a... Archangel Oracle deck card or the Power Animal deck?
Let's do the Archangel.
Okay. Give me just a second, Fanny.
Sure. That's too funny because in my head I'm stuck on the frog. I keep on like thinking of the frog. That's too funny.
All right then. So, as far as your finances go, I asked the archangels for guidance. With this for Fanny, and it says clear cognizance. It's Archangel Uriel. Pay attention to your thoughts and ideas that come to you as they are answered prayers. The second card is spread your wings. Reminds me of the frog, you know, just the baby bird leaps out of the nest. We gotta spread our wings.
Ah.
And it's Archangel Uriel. And she says, do not hold back right now. The timing is perfect and you are ready to soar. So if you'd like, we could go into a little more clarity.
I would.
With those messages. Okay.
I would because I'm at the very end of my finances where I'm getting this pit in my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And... But I have this issue of indecisiveness because I don't want to go working back as a secretary again. I've put too much work and effort into the other modalities that I've been learned and been certified in. But everybody tells me, you know, no one can build up a, you know, clientele quick enough to support yourself. And
I'm going to stop you right there. Because those are other people. I'm going to stop you there just to point out that those are other people's beliefs. Those do not belong to you. You empower yourself. And just like the frog, calculate where you're going to jump and spread your wings. You know, get your foundation, your ignition ready for takeoff. And have a direction, aim your arrow. But do not be afraid. You know, it is scary. It is scary. We need to acknowledge that. But we can't stay stuck in it. Because when you really follow your passion, the universe spreads out a huge love net for you and is ready to catch you when you're ready to let go. So the clear cognizance, it says, you've prayed for answers and they've come to you in the form of repetitive thoughts, telling you to take steps and make healthy changes. Don't discount your thoughts or think they're just dreams or common knowledge. Your thoughts are tuned to high frequencies right now and are trustworthy inspirations. All great inventions, new businesses, and teachings stem from the same universal source of wisdom. You're tapped into that wisdom right now, and it's important to notice and record your thoughts. Then act upon these answers to your prayers. Uriel's name means the light of God. He's known for his ability to enlighten our minds and divine inspiration. Anytime you need answers and insights, call upon Uriel. He answers anyone who calls upon him. You'll know that Uriel has answered when you have repetitive thoughts or ideas that are positive, loving, and helpful. If you need facts in a hurry, such as during a test or important meeting, Uriel will supply you with the information. After you ask him for help, the answers will pop into your mind. Trust the information that he supplies. It is very scary because our identity is associated. Your identity is associated with clerical work. And it's very scary just to jump into something new entirely and really trust it.
And for so many years of working for someone else and now to step forward and work for myself, and but it's working for myself in something that I love doing. I would have thought that I would have been going with flying colors, and I'm not. I'm, like, stuck.
And I think it's, you know, it's for a reason. Just like roadblocks or constructions, it takes that patience. You know, you have to move the roadblocks out of the way to really go on forward. And whatever's holding you back, Ariel says, spread your wings, dear. You got it. You got this. You know where you're going, and trust that. Further messages. Although you may feel intimidated by the prospect of change and by the thought of moving past your comfort zone, you're ready to fly high. Welcome new opportunities and know that it's safe to follow your heart and dreams. Keep your focus upon love, service, and spirit, and avoid naysayers and skeptics. Remember that you inspire others with your story of turning challenges into victories. Aria loves all living beings and gladly helps them all. She's a master manifester, and she's especially supportive of those who are healers, teachers, and service workers. She's very partial to the environmental area, and she works closely with the nature angels to protect and heal animals, particularly the birds, animals, and fish who live near or in the water. One way to work with Ariel is to participate in environmental work, including picking up trash near a lake, stream, or ocean, donating time or money to an environmental cause, or switching to environmental friendly cleaning products. So she says, do not worry. Spread your wings. Don't hold back. The timing is perfect, and you are ready to soar. It's just letting go of that fear that does not serve you, and trusting it. Claircognizance is thoughts. Pay attention to your thoughts and ideas as they are answered prayers. And call upon Uriel and Archangel Ariel anytime you need. She's angel manifester, so Ariel can help you manifest this. And Uriel will help with ideas. and I wish you the best.
Oh, is that right on point or what?
It is.
Thank you so, so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, we appreciate you, Fanny. You do what you do in this world the best you can do it. We need that.
Thank you.
We need
lots of love and light to you and Mark.
Oh,
thanks,
thank
Fanny.
You. Much love. Blessing.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Karen, you're on there.
Hi.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be on the air. Is Angelica?
I'm sorry?
Is this Angelica?
Angelina, yes, yes.
Angelina, okay. Well, I love a little reading with the animal card if you're doing that.
Oh, that'd be great. Let's jump right into it. Do you have any particular specific questions?
Well, I was just thinking of my mother. And she's on the other side, and she loved, animals. And so I thought of the animal deck, thinking of her, and maybe she has a message for me.
All right, then. And your name is?
Karen.
Karen, okay. Karen.
I love that shuffle sound.
Crowd music. Okay. The messages that came through is Beaver. It says productiveness. Go ahead and just do it. With your mom coming through with the guidance of the animal cards, the next card was elephant. Elephant
with what?
Is...
Oh, elephant.
The elephant.
Beaver and elephant?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it means, and it says resolve. It says, you will overcome any obstacle.
That's
and the next
powerful.
Card that came through is owl. And owl is omens. It says, pay attention to signs. So we have, go ahead and just do it. You will overcome any obstacles. And pay attention from signs in your body and the physical world from your mom. Is there any other further clarity you would like with these cards?
That's a wonderful reading. And
okay.
I will go ahead and just do it. I know the task before me, and it's great strength coming through with Ganapati, the elephant, with removing all obstacles and watching for signs, because I was just thinking, actually, I have not been paying attention to signs in the past few days. And I think I get back to paying attention to all the little things that show up everywhere. And for some reason, it just escaped my consciousness, and I just have not been doing that for several days. And it was like I was just thinking last night when the most magnificent cat came on my walk. And I was thinking, oh, here's a cat. And I thought, I have not been paying attention. And then all today, I have not been paying attention. That cat reminded me, and now you're reminding me again. So I'm really going to have to pay attention.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you will overcome any obstacles. Go ahead and just do it, the beaver says. Productiveness, resolve from the elephant, and omens from the owl. So your mom is always with you. And we just have to open our ears and our eyes sometimes.
Thank you very much. That's a wonderful reading. Thank you.
Thank you. Blessings.
Blessings.
All right, that finishes up the show, and it was such a great show this evening, and thank you for sharing all your wisdom and everything, and we'll have you back in August. And anything in closing to everybody?
Just to follow your truth and be yourself. It's really about joy. I think a lot of our lives bring more joy into our lives. And be yourself.
That's excellent.
See you guys next month. Hear you guys. Thank you.
All right, everybody. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. And this has been the Angelina Grace Radio Show. Make sure to check out her website at angelinagrace.org. Good night, everybody.